Kentucky Smoke. Check in, Eric.
Morning, Eric. Missed you yesterday.
So I was working at home yesterday. How was your day yesterday?
Day, no complaints. And yeah, I forgot about this. Not working every day, only like Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
I try to keep. I don't always get to keep it that way. Like next week, I have to go in on Friday, so I'll probably work at home on Thursday instead. But I try to keep it there. And most of my team works at home on Fridays, and I try to keep that flexibility going. So it works well.
Be that. Well, at least the team gets to work from home on Friday. That'd be nice.
I'm starting to think about the weekend, and I think I might actually get one of my antennas put up this weekend.
Sounds like there's no official plans, right?
Things are never official, because I often, something else comes up. But I 3D printed myself a bracket to hold my, those green military fiberglass mast sections. I'm going to put about six of those together and bracket them to the side of the roofline of the house over in that inconspicuous area in the back and get my tri-band vertical up. And I'm just going to try to figure out my dipole. I think I have some trees I can ultimately use. My neighbor said I can use one of their trees to anchor one end of it, so that really helps me a lot. So hopefully I get both of those up this weekend.
That way you won't. One less thing to worry about, one less thing to do, right?
Put those things off the list and get my station back on the air proper.
I don't think we got any official plans for this weekend coming up.
Spring trimming this weekend and spraying the rocks we have. We have these rock borders around some of our landscaping features, and the grass is already starting to grow over the rocks, so I need to go spray that. And then, get the teenager to go out and pick up dog poop out of the backyard, and I need to pressure wash the patio, too. Probably just try to do that this weekend. It's supposed to be nice and warm on Sunday.
Supposed to be in the mid-80s down here.
Look, Shelby on Sunday.
Flurries around yesterday, and then 85 on the weekend.
I was up in D.C., it was 85 degrees on Wednesday, and they got 2 inches of snow on Thursday.
Hey, weather.
This is our last cold snap, though. I'm really ready for some warmer weather.
It's going to get warm. I just see it get warm and stay warm. But all this going back and forth is just aggravating.
I was on the market yesterday.
Came by and took some pictures. Took pictures of the house.
Good weekend, but it took us a while to get all the paperwork in place. But it finally went on the market yesterday, and I need to go over there this afternoon and do a little bit more cleaning. But yeah, it's ready to go. Hopefully, we'll have some showing this weekend.
Sells quickly for you. Neighbors.
He needs to show up so he can give me an idea of what my potential neighbors might be like. Tires on my car again yesterday, but the new ones, they ride real nice.
How much did you get out of the tires?
1,000.
Good, especially for an EV. The tires on an EV because they're always under a load, they never free coast, and that's why it eats them up pretty bad. And then it's probably driving habits too.
Well, weight has a lot to do with it, but the acceleration also, if you accelerate hard on an EV, it really just rips up your tires. So I try to be gentle, and that helps a lot, makes it last longer.
Right now. Let me see. Peter, it's terrible this morning.
Yeah,
was in my bad spot, so I just heard something.
Yeah, the repeater really bad last night during the net, too.
Good news.
Test. And then on
Good Friday, we're headed up to North Carolina to my mother-in-law. Then sometime in May, I got to go to do a turn and burn and pick up the daughter in Kentucky and come right back. Then 3 weeks later, I have to take her back. But what's your throat doing since you had to stretch?
Sir, I still need to call and make my follow-up appointment because they're going to need to stretch it again. I can definitely still feel a little bit of constriction, but not much. It's a million times better than it was, so I'm thankful for that.
Yes, this swallow test I got to go do, it'll show what the deal is and if I need to be having strength.
I need to do the barium swallow test because I was already in like an emergency situation because I was food stuck down there. But I don't know why they bother with that because they can just do the endoscopy and see it and without having to do all that radiology stuff. And I've got to get the endoscopy anyway to do the screening for Barrett's and cancer and stuff like that. So I don't think I'll have to do the swallow test. I think they're just going to go in and do it.
Weekend, the safe one. I'll catch you back on Monday. KN4 TFW.